Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, where the heck have you all been? It's 2015 already. Wow. Is this mic working? Check one, check two, check one, check two. It's Sam Crowley back and better than ever for a 2015 that is going to be the most freaking amazing year of your life. Do you hear me? The most amazing year of your life. Let's get a few things out of the way right now. Yes, I went off the grid for a couple weeks. Just a well-needed break from, not even a break, because I'm living the everyday Saturday dream every day. But the kids were home. I have a daughter now 141 days at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, baby Susan, the miracle baby. She's almost 10 pounds. She was born at 1 pound, and I spent a lot of time down there, as my wife did. And when my wife's at the hospital for 8 hours a day, I'm home with our other three kids who, hey, when you're an entrepreneur, life still happens. You know, I've got three girls ages 13, 10, and 9 who are at home, who are on Christmas break, who need to be constantly entertained 24/7. Dad, can you play Wii with me? Dad, can you play Xbox? Dad, can we go to McDonald's? Dad, can we go to Dunkin' Donuts? Dad, can we go here? Dad, can we go to the mall? Dad, can I have somebody over? That doesn't stop. I mean, doesn't really matter what you do for a living. When you got kids and you're a parent, that stuff doesn't stop. Now, the one thing that I kept thinking of is, my God, what if my wife or I worked, like, had a real job, okay, like I used to have? And I think there's just no way. There's no way over Christmas vacation I would be riddled with so much guilt and so much anxiety. The holidays in and of itself are bad enough, right? I mean, whether you're traveling or you're having company or you're having family stay with you or you got to get gifts and you don't have the money to buy the gifts, or it's just all the stress that goes with the holidays. It's the number one stressful time of the calendar year for everybody. And so when you've got this going on in your life, you got a child in the hospital. By the way, I've got about 75 hours worth of content that I need to share with you today. And I don't know how long today's show is going to go, but I'm just going to let it rip like I always do, and we'll just figure it out and maybe record some more shows today. I got to get this message to you to start the year, though, because I can't have you be a casualty like everybody else is going to be January 15th. What's January 15th? That's the day 95% of New Year's resolutions die. So we're having a funeral January 15th for all the New Year's resolutions. You can stop back at the show then and listen to the funeral. Should be pretty awesome. But I'm thinking, Wow. What if we had a real job, my wife or I or both or whatever, and we couldn't go see our child as much as we wanted to at Children's Hospital, who has a tracheotomy, who is trying to grow her lungs, who we hope to have home in the next 30 to 60 days, I guess. We've been going at this thing for 141 days, and it just solidifies the reason why that I went for it. See, when I went for it in 2005, you know the story. You've been listening long enough. I went broke, man, and I lost everything I had. I had some 401k money that, thank God, but even here's the funny thing about the 401k in the United States. Now, I know we have listeners in over 100 countries, so your reinvestment or investment things may look different than our investment things here. But with a 401k here in the United States, you're penalized if you tap into that bad boy. If you take a loan, you can pay it back without any penalty. But if you just take it out, it's a penalty to take it out, 10% right off the top, and then you're taxed at the normal rate, you know, 28%, whatever. You could be up near 45-50% of a penalty by taking the money out of the 401k. I rolled the dice, because when I quit my job in 2005, I went back to work, sat in a cubicle. I'm not going to go through the story. You know the story. If you don't know the story, just go to everydaysaturday.com and plug in, and you'll see it real quick. You can also download my audiobook. It's only, what is it, $4.99 for 19 audio chapters. It's an absolute steal. You can buy it on Audible, please. It's $22 there. That'd be great. Or you can just go to samcrowleyaudiobook.com or nomoreworkdays.com. Use the code Saturday, all caps. Saturday, all caps. That's the promo code. Download the audiobook. It's $4.99. But that whole story is laid out in there. So when I went back to work, and then when I quit my job again in 2007 because I was just so damn sick of mediocrity, just so freaking fed up with mediocre people, mediocre results, mediocre everything. People sitting in their freaking cubicle eating warmed up macaroni and cheese from the night before in a freaking microwave. It's just, it sucked, man. And I'm like, this sucks. This whole life sucks. Look at this. Look at me. I'm sitting across literally watching mac and cheese drip off a middle-aged woman's face because she can't leave her cubicle, but she can't. She can because we can do whatever we want to do here in the United States. We're free to do whatever we want to do. She can't because she's paralyzed by fear, by all the other morons that we had to sit around and all the lack of the mentality, the management team, everybody who just subscribed to a just complete lack mentality. Look, your boss is paying you just enough that you won't quit, and you're doing just enough so you don't get fired. And that's the stupid relationship that happens every day in corporate America. Some people get onto that, and they say, wow, this is dumb. I wasn't built for this. I'm a miracle. I shouldn't be subscribing to this philosophy. I need to leave and hit the eject button right now. And other people are perfectly fine with it because they feel, well, you know what? Being a prisoner isn't that bad. You know, it's the same thing as being in a prison. You get your three meals a day. You get a roof over your head, you know, you get nice shelter, I guess. I mean, you're caged in there for 23 hours a day. You get an hour's worth of playtime, I guess, based on what I see on TV. But it's a prison, and that's where most people end up in their whole life. They end up, if they're not in a literal prison, they're in a mental prison. And so back in 2005, had I not made that decision and went for it, went bankrupt. Yes, I had to endure all of the ridicule and all the bull crap that comes with it and the financial stuff and things like that. But look at 2015 now. It's now 2015. You know how fast 10 years went? I mean, I've had three kids. I had two at the time. My third child arrived 5 days before I filed bankruptcy in 2005, little pagey. Now I got another child in the children's hospital. You know, it's just crazy that 10 years has passed that quickly and everything that's happened along the way. And I did all of this because I wanted to be just a dad. That's all. There wasn't any, I didn't want to be one of the Rockefellers or the Kennedys, or I didn't want to be the next Oprah Winfrey or Martha Stewart. I didn't have any ambition of doing that. I didn't even have any dollar amount that I was focused on. I just knew one thing, that if I served a lot of people with this every day, Saturday message, that I would somehow, the Lord would bless me somehow, some way. Now, that could be monetarily, that could be with other things, it could be with great health, it could be with a nice, close-knit family like I have. Guys, my dad left me when I was 3 months old, okay? All I ever wanted to do was to be a dad and to try to stop this generational bullcrap that, you know, divorce and welfare and, you know, everything that was going on in my own family and just get a normal Brady Bunch type looking family. Now, with that being said, you and I both know, ain't no such thing as a Brady Bunch normal family. Show me a family that's not dysfunctional, and I'll show you a family that struggles telling the truth, okay? But we got it pretty good, man. Had a great Christmas vacation. We played a lot of video games. My daughter Paige is still upset and depressed. We never played Monopoly, but I just couldn't go there yet. It was too much. We get into a lot of, her and her older sisters get in a lot of, should I say, gift of feedback going back and forth between the banker and who landed on what and blah, blah, blah. It takes a long time to get that game played. But had I not quit my job 10 years ago, I wouldn't be able to go see my daughter. My wife wouldn't be able to go see my daughter as much as we can, which is every single day. And I'm in such a place right now where I'm militant with how I guard my time. Absolutely militant with how I guard my time. I get hit up with so many messages online and emails from people who, oh, Sam, I want to go to the next level. I want you to coach me. I want you to do that. And then you either give them the price of what it is, whether that's monetary or the amount of time invested, and they shrink. 90% of them just shrink away because that's the way we're now programmed. We're programmed out of fear. We're programmed out of anxiety. We're programmed that we cannot have whatever it is that we so desire, whether that's a new husband, a new wife, a new boyfriend, a girlfriend, relationships that are just thriving, bank accounts that are filled with abundance, travel, whatever that is, whatever that looks like to you, you've been programmed for whatever reason, and it has to do with the people that you're hanging around and the messages that you're allowing and the time that you're not spending building your own dream. But we're now programmed that we can't, it's just okay to have what we have. I'm also a realist, all right? And I've been doing, if you haven't noticed now, we're 10, 12 minutes into today's podcast. I've been doing a lot of thinking over the past 2 weeks, and I'm also very sad today, and I want to share that with you probably on the next show about Stuart Scott, ESPN anchor, who died of cancer at the age of 49 years old. And I grew up in the early 90s with Stuart Scott throughout the last decade and into this one, watching him on SportsCenter. Those of you who don't know, I'm a huge sports fan. I love watching sports, grew up loving sports with my older brothers and sisters. And I'm the youngest of eight, so we used to sit around and watch a lot of sports at the Crowley House. Stuart Scott meant a lot to me, not because of any other reason. I've never met him. He doesn't know me, didn't know me. I didn't know him. But just it's you attach a person or a song. Just think of a song. When you hear a song on the radio right now, you probably heard a song this morning wherever you were on your way to, whether it's work or business or to grab a coffee, and it took you back to a place, right? You hear a song, it just takes you back immediately, bang, to a place. Same with people. You haven't seen somebody in a long time, and they say, wow, I remember Stuart Scott, 1995. He was doing the highlights, Michael Jordan with the Bulls, or 96 and 97. And it's like you remember him doing the NBA Finals and things like that with ESPN. Now he's dead, died of cancer. I want to talk about that in the next show because I was just overwhelmed with sadness yesterday when I heard that he died. I was at the gym. I was at LA Fitness getting ready to do my workout, and they got the TVs on, and it's breaking news, 9:30 on a Sunday, and just hit me, man. It hit me hard. It hit me really, really hard. But I'll get to that in the next show. Back to what I was talking about. When you want to go for your dream and you really want to do what it is you want to do, there is nothing that is going to move you any more than the desire that you want to create this life. And for you, maybe that is being a mother or father. I get a lot of emails and messages on Facebook, for example, from women who want to be where, then it's not that men don't want to do this because men do as well, but especially, I guess I'd say the last 60 days, a lot of people following our journey with baby Susan and asking questions, how are we able to spend so much time? What about insurance bills? What about, don't you worry about this and worry about that? Yeah, I'll talk about that. I don't worry about any of it because it's just the way it is. I mean, you don't control that. My daughter's in the hospital. We get bills just like you get bills. We have insurance, covers most of it, and what it doesn't, we take care of it, and I'll talk about how that happens. Got an email from a gentleman I'll read also this week about, Sam, I want to go for my dream, but my wife and I are worried about health insurance. Legitimate concern. I'm going to tackle all that this week and the coming weeks. We are back and better than ever today. I'm going to leave today's show with this thought. If you don't get going now, okay, if you don't get something moving inside of you now to get moving, to get going, and I talk about, hey, you want to work with me? It's $5,000. Personally coached for the next 90 days. I mean, that would take you to a level you've never even sniffed before, let alone where you ever thought you'd be. But most people, now five have jumped on board just last week, and it's mainly my speaker training that I'm launching this month that people have taken advantage of and jumped on board where I work with you one-on-one. Doesn't matter. Whatever that training is, where you're able to get close to the source of momentum, somebody that actually has the answers, the key to the vault, and you're not willing to pay the price of time, of an investment or anything like that, you're just not serious. You're just playing mediocre like everybody else out there. And it's not to sell you coaching, because whether you buy it from me or somebody else, doesn't matter. Get going doing something. Invest in yourself. Invest in your life. Isn't it time that you just said the hell with being mediocre? Isn't it time you said the hell with being average? Isn't it time to say the hell with all these people that are saying that you can't do what it is that you want to do? Look, I'm back. All right, it's 2015. We're getting ready to re-engage, okay? I'm well-rested. I have a lot to cover and today and tomorrow and the coming days and months of the Everyday Saturday podcast. None of this would be possible had I not made a decision to go for my dream 10 years ago, and that's the decision you got to make, not this year. My God, this year, we got another 360 days left of this year. You can't wait that long. Do it now. If somebody said you had four tires that were bald on your car, and if you drive off this lot, it's going to rain this afternoon, you're going to hydroplane and die, would you get those four tires put on your car? Of course you would. Would it matter if it cost $800, $900 to get those tires? Would it matter if it cost $5,000? You'd find a way to get those tires on your car, would you not? Especially if you have children that you're transporting back and forth. If you knew that you would hydroplane into a wall and crash without four new tires, would you find a way, no matter what they cost, to put those on your car? Yes. The answer is yes, yes, and yes. Hey, you want to invest in coaching? Work with Sam Crowley. Do you want to go for your dream? You want to buy a business? Well, forget that, man. You ain't even serious then. You're not even serious. Go play that crap with somebody else. Go look at the person with the mac and cheese dribbling down their chin today, because you know why? Sitting in the cubicle, microwaving the same crap they were microwaving in 2014, because their life ain't changing, and they'll make you feel really damn good about yourself. Me? Yeah, I ain't listening to it, and neither will anybody who loves you more than you love your dream yourself. Are you with me? Man, I am so fired up. Seriously? It took everything I could do not to do this podcast at 2 a.m. I couldn't sleep last night. I'm all fired up for 2015 at Sam Crowley. Are you ready? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.